Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. I'm so glad that you've set aside this time as holy, as sacred unto the Lord and to you. We are celebrating the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary today in the church calendar. So our scriptures and prayers will reflect that. We'll open with a song. We'll read a psalm, a scripture lesson. We'll say the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Collect of the Day. And we'll have a time of prompted prayer as well. If you do have a prayer request, you can always go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you and invite you to be a part of this work by giving. Thank you.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Oh, we take. Nothing like your presence. There's nothing worth more could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free, and my chains undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the
glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. We taste and we see that you are good. We taste and we see that you are good. Glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, we honor you, we love you this morning. Amen and amen. Psalm 113, praise the Lord, you his servants, praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one in who sits enthroned on high, stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Every valley will be exalted, every valley exalted by you, only you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be
Our scripture lesson today is Luke 1:39 through 57. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation.
He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son.
You lift up the cries of the humble. Every valley will be exalted. Every valley will be exalted by you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Celebrating the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Father in heaven, by your grace, the Virgin Mother of your incarnate Son was blessed in bearing him, but still more blessed in keeping your word. Grant us who honor the exaltation of her lowliness to follow the example of her devotion to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to pray specifically for those in your life who the Lord has laid on your heart. Say their names out loud before the throne of grace. Your Father cares about who and what you care about. Let's begin with our own hearts, joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Whatever it is, lay it out before the Lord who cares for you, who loves you, who invites you. You are not forgotten. Thank you. be exalted by you, by you, Lord.
Let's pray for our families, our immediate families, our extended families. Pray for the family whom the Lord has placed you in the center of, right in the middle, with all the wonderfulness and all the complications and hurt and heartache. Acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, whatever it is, whoever it is, lift them up. I do pray for those who are oppressed today, marginalized, forgotten throughout the world, individually and as groups, God. Minorities, people who are forgotten so often when it comes to policy decisions and government and churches. Lord, every valley will be exalted. May we participate in that with you, lifting them up, God, remembering them, remembering that the first will be last and the last will be first.
Every valley will be exalted.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, filled to overflowing to everyone you meet today.